listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien. Queensland's Police Commissioner has spoken following the arrest of a man wanted in connection to the 2018 murder of Toya Cordingley. Katerina Carroll expects the 38-year-old Indian national will be transported to our shores in due course.
We're anticipating that he will appear before court and that extradition procedures will happen after that.
Brisbane domestic violence survivor Lou Lander has called for the police minister to be sacked after he claimed he didn't know officers were failing victims.
There's so much evidence that he was aware, and I'm one person, as I said. There must be so many women out there, and there were so many women I met along the way. I've been in court 44 times.
Her comments come following an inquiry and subsequent report into the culture of the Queensland Police Service and their handling of domestic and family violence. Southeast Queensland shopping centres are packed with Black Friday sales underway. More discounts will be available next week too with Cyber Monday. Attorney General Shannon Fentiman says she'll be participating, but we all need to keep our wits about us.
For online sales, make sure you read reviews from other customers and if possible, make sure you're buying from Australian businesses. That just makes it easier to resolve any issues or delays.
And more than 340 long-term jobs will be created when biomedical company Agros builds its global headquarters at Springfield. The company will develop and manufacture life-saving therapeutic blood products. A big day on the green for world number 3 Cameron Smith at the Australian PGA in Brisbane. The Queenslander nailing 8 birdies to move into second place behind leader Jason Schrivener. Smith says he hopes to inspire the next generation.
Yeah, mate, that's what we do it for, I think. Get more kids playing golf is definitely one of the reasons I'm in professional golf. I think it's the best sport in the world and I want to see as many kids as I can get out there playing golf.
And around 40,000 people have arrived on the Gold Coast for the Australian All-Star Cheerleading Federation Nationals.
From LiSTNR and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the LiSTNR app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the LiSTNR app now.
LiSTNR.